2FM.
Welcome back. Now, the Australian Open is just around the corner. It begins on Monday at midnight Irish time. And Stephen Higgins of Cross Court View is with me in studio to look ahead to what potentially could unfold. Stephen, let's start with the men's side of the game. What are your predictions for this 2023 Australian Open?
Well, bar the hamstring twang that he seems to have suffered in the last few days, you would expect Novak Djokovic, who has been allowed back into Australia.
And has been welcomed with open arms.
Yeah.
All is forgotten.
It's as if it never happened. He won Adelaide last week and he is chasing a record extending 10th Australian Open. This is his best tournament. He was excellent in Adelaide, beat Daniil Medvedev. It wasn't all his way, but the mental strength, resilience, we all know what Novak Djokovic brings in a good mood. If the hamstring is okay, you'd expect him to win, particularly when you think that Rafael Nadal is the top seed as a defending champion, but he is not up to the speed and level of Rafael Nadal that we know. So he's been struggling. I think he's lost 6 of his last 7 matches with various issues. Daniil Medvedev isn't quite at the level that he was maybe about a year ago. So it's hard to look beyond Djokovic unless there's some sort of injury scare. Of course, it's important to remember Carlos Alcaraz isn't playing because he got injured before the tournament. So unfortunately, we won't get that showdown of the two generations.
Now, if Djokovic does go and win, can we say it's a fairy tale ending? Do bad guys, perceived bad guys, villains get fairy tale endings?
I suppose that's in the eye of the beholder. I think a lot of the issues were on both sides. His application, we don't really get into all that again. But it'll show again, if he can do it, his incredible resolve to get through every circumstance you could possibly imagine and still win Grand Slams. So it will be an amazing achievement. 10 Grand Slams at one tournament will be an astonishing achievement.
It really would. What about on the women's side?
The women's side, Iga Świątek, the world number one, is of course the favourite. She's a semi-finalist last year. She won 2 majors. But there was a little bit of vulnerability towards the end of last season. She lost the WTA finals in the final to Sabalenka, who kind of overpowered her. And she lost quite comfortably to Jessie Pegula at the United Cup earlier this year. Jessie Pegula is actually the one who I'd be really interested to watch. She's in the prime of her career. She won Guadalajara at the end of last season. She started really well this season. She's very tough to beat. And obviously, having finally beaten Świątek after a lot of pain, she's definitely one who's intriguing. There's also 2 streaky players in Caroline Garcia and Sabalenka who are playing well at the moment and can beat anyone in the field. Caroline Garcia won the WTA finals at the end of last year. And then Sabalenka won a tournament just last week. And, you know, best of 3, as we've spoken about before, on the women's side, it's very hard to predict. It's not as massive a kind of victory in the same way to beat Djokovic over 5 or Nadal over 5. If you can play well for 2 sets and Świątek is maybe at 70 or 80%, you can do that. There are players who can beat her. But if she plays at her absolute peak, she is the best player in the world and she'll win.
Okay, so we have the actual tennis to look forward to, and anyone who hasn't had a day off today and didn't get to sit down and watch 5 episodes of Netflix's much-hyped tennis series Breakpoint, which started today. They have that to look forward to as well. Did you get to see much of it?
Yeah, I was going through different things. There was a lot of hype about it, that the Kyrgios episode. Basically, there's 5 episodes released so far. There'll be 5 released later in the year. It's going back to the 2022 season, kind of taking chunks of the season, different stories. So there's an Indian Wells episode where they talk about Fritz, the Madrid episode where we have Ange Bor and Paula Badosa, Kyrgios in Australia. It's very glossy, and American talking heads and agents and interesting sound effects. I'm not sure how I'm going to feel about it when I finish it all, but any attempt and approach to try get tennis to a wider audience, of course they're trying to replicate the Formula One series, where people who had no interest whatsoever in motor racing suddenly became massively obsessed with it.
I'd imagine though you're not the target audience, because you already have that interest. So
I'm like already a tennis loser, so
I mean, you said it, but you do have a massive interest, so things that maybe might irk you or make you raise your eyebrows are not going to have the same effect on maybe the mass audience.
Yeah, absolutely. And I hope it's a massive success, really. I mean, tennis really needs as many people watching as possible. And also, given the huge retirements last year, Federer, Serena, all these superstars, Ash Barty retiring, you really need these players to kind of become household names to keep the sport growing and as an important factor in people's lives. So
Anna Kournikova is a talking head.
Maria Sharapova actually popped up as a talking head. Chris Everett's there, Martina Navratilova. Oh, it's very, Patrick Mouratoglou, all the different players. The tours are really into this. Like, I've noticed over the last week, massive promotion across mm-hmm. social media from all the tournaments, from all the tours. So they're really putting their weight behind this. They want this.
We're like, they've hitched their wagon to it, I'd say, yeah.
So, I mean, of course, I hope it's really successful. I do think it's quite overly stylized a little bit. And I'd kind of like it to be a bit more raw to see. Like, tennis is a very difficult sport and very tough for players, particularly getting up to a certain point. But we'll see how it goes. I mean, look, if it's a big success, hopefully that should lead to great things for tennis going
well,
forward.
Well, it sounds like we're actually doing a proper review on it. So out of 10?
I haven't given up. I'll come back to you again when I...
I'm putting you on the spot here now.
Yeah, I'll probably write up a big scathing
review. Okay, right. And mark it, see how many stars. Okay, Stephen, thank you so much for coming in. Enjoy the tennis next week when it gets going.